Amos Gingrich.
So, Amos, are you related to the Gingrich brothers that got arrested?
Those are my cousins, yep.
Your cousins?
Mm-hmm.
And do I understand it right that you found out about what was going on and you turned them in?
I heard a little about it, and I went and talked to somebody else that I figured knew more about it, and he's the one that took care of it.
Oh, he took care of it?
Right.
Is he anonymous?
He's an ex-Amish.
An ex-Amish as well?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you hear was going on over there?
What I heard was what you heard on the news there was that we was molesting young girls. And that's all I only heard it out of one, and when they went to checking down on it, well, it came out that it was three or four of them involved in it.
Three or four men or three or four girls?
Men.
Men?
Yeah.
Same two little girls, or?
No, everyone's different.
So three or four men and three or four girls, separate girls?
Right.
Okay. And I heard that these girls are shunned now. Is that true?
These are all underage girls.
Yeah. But I heard that they're shunned because of it. Is that true, or is that a rumor?
The girls ain't a member of the church. They don't get shunned.
Oh, gotcha. So they're still at home with their families?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gingriches, what are their parents thinking about this? Are they, like, standing behind their family, or?
I don't talk too much to any of my family out there, but just for knowing back in 07 when the old bishop got arrested out there, I'm sure they don't want to give any more information out than what they have to, or what they get asked. You won't find out anymore unless you go and ask them about it, but they're sore about it, I'm sure.
They probably won't. They wouldn't talk to me, I'm sure.
No.
If I went out there. No. No, didn't figure they would. But what about the little girl's parents? Are they... Because there's a lot of rumors right now, and I'm trying to figure out what's true and what's not. The rumors going around that the little girls are shunned, which you said they can't be because they're not members of the church.
Right.
And so I didn't know if their families were protecting and standing behind the girls, or if they're protecting the men. I don't know how that works.
What they pretty much protect themselves from is to keep it from getting outside of church. And see, back when Simon Burkholder got arrested for doing the same stuff, they punished the guy that reported him. So now I'm sure whoever talked to me about it, he'll find out who it was, and he's going to get punished for it. So that's why they just try to keep it in that, you know, they're all sheltered, so they say, you know, the church can handle everything. And that's when he talked to me about it, he said it was Leander was doing it, just kept doing it over and over and over, and he just wouldn't quit it. And I said, you don't have to worry about that no more.
Yeah.
And that's what it amounts to. They just shelter so hard, and they'll punish him, whoever does. You know, if they release information from the church outside
to the English world.
Yeah.
What do you mean by punish?
They make them get, you know, they have a deal in church where they got to get in front of the church there and apologize, and, you know. Well, I mean, it's the way you're raised, confess yourself, and it's shameful, real shameful, when you're the way they live anyways, yeah.
So if the English world hadn't have found out about what the men were doing to the little girls, would the church have done anything to them, or would it just have kept going on?
The way I heard it, Leander's been doing this for 2 or 3 years, so I don't know.
So you think the church knew, maybe?
Oh, they knew about it back 2 years, 3 years ago.
They knew?
Mm-hmm.
Did they make Leander get up and confess his sins?
Mm-hmm. That's what he said. He done it a couple different times after that, and that's when the boy told me about it. I told him he don't have to worry nothing about that no more.
Yeah.
But no, the whole church knew about it for a couple of years.
So they're trying to keep it from the English world because the English world will arrest people.
Pretty much, because they think, the way they look, you know, they raise their kids to not associate with us out here too much because we're not, with the way they are trying to live, we're not a good influence to them. And that's what they're doing, you know. English world doesn't need to know what we're doing here. Pretty much, you know, what it is. And which, they got a lot of good values to it, the way they do it. And that's why you go walk in the store or somewhere trying to talk. They will talk to you, but they're not just too, don't try to make them too comfortable with you because that's the way they try to raise them.
Yeah. So this this instance where this was happening, the men, the little girls, do you think this is a common thing, or is it just a few bad individuals in a good community?
Few bad individuals, because it's not, you don't hear of it very often. Even when I was Amish, Sign Brooklyn was the first one I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Like I said, they got a lot of good morals and values to the way they live, but some of the stuff that they try to keep inside there is beside the point, like what's been going on there, you know.
And if he apologized to the church and he kept doing it, then
right.
They're living at home with their family right now.
Yeah.
Do you think that the people that are there in the Amish community are mad at them? Do they hold any anger towards the girls? Because this is out in the English world now. Do they blame them at all?
Blame the girls?
Mm-hmm.
No. They ain't going to blame the girls for none of it. Which I know back when Sign Burkle, or when it came out on him, they didn't blame the girls for nothing. It was all his fault. Because it's not like that they were trying to make out on them. He was trying to make out on them.
Yeah. But, so the girls are at home with their family and they're being protected.
Right.
So if the parents and the church knew about it for a couple of years, though, how well do you think they were protecting the girls?
You tell me. That ain't right, you know. That's that's why I think some of that stuff that they try to hold themselves, they don't realize what the damage they're doing to these little girls and stuff by just letting it, you know. Usually when somebody does it once, it'll come back for doing it twice, and it ain't no cure for it, pretty much what it amounts to. You know just about as much about it as I do. It ain't very pretty at all, I know it.
No. So now that these gentlemen are arrested, is the church and the Amish community going to try to get them out and get them back, or are they just going to
let them serve their sentence, I'm sure.
Serve their sentence. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get a lawyer and try to fight it. Do the Amish get a lawyer? Is that something they would do?
When Zion Burkle had his case, the state hired his lawyer because they didn't hire one. So
okay.
I don't know.
Probably not then. Maybe. Probably.
Maybe. Not. Maybe. I don't know. I doubt it.
If they don't have a lawyer, they'll probably get the max sentence then.
Right. Which, that's what he needs.
Well, you said it.
Something needs to be done to, because, you know, you figured after Zion Burkle done on it, all them, everybody would just, you know, seen what happened out of that, you would never have the problem no more. Now they got it worse than what they ever had.
Yeah. That case, the Simon Burkholder case, that was a man and his daughters, wasn't it?
Right.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was pretty young when that came out, so I didn't remember the gist of it. And there's no relation there between him and these guys, is there?
No.
No. Mm-mm. So what kind of... Before you found out that these two gentlemen were doing that, your cousins, what kind of people did you think that they were? Did you think that they were good people?
They were my cousins. We had, you know, all right times, but they were always, back when I was growing up, we've had our problems with them, you know, but we didn't want to just be abusive to them and whatnot, but I would have never thought they'd come out and start, you know, with this kind of problem here. And it's three, the way it sounds like, there's two of the brothers, and I've heard there's two more under investigation. One of them is their brother yet, but I don't know if it's true or not.
Right.
But that's what I heard.
So their other brother and another family member, like a different family member, or are the other two suspected?
I didn't hear for sure. I've heard it was these two that got arrested, and I heard that their younger brother might be involved in it too, and the other one, I didn't hear who it was. See, I didn't. All I heard was about Leander's deal, and there's this girl out here left the Amish here 3 or 4 weeks ago, and she moved to Columbia, and then I talked to her brother about it, because I figured she knew everything about it after, you know, he gets talking. That's why I talked to him about it, because then he got talking to her, and he got everything written down, what was going on. He came down here and reported it, because I didn't know, because I've been out for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's, because they won't tell me what's going on in the church no more. And she just left the Amish, so I knew she'd be up to date what's going on, you know, in the church. You know, she sees everything, what's going on, so she'd know everything about it.
So a female has left the
right.
Amish community from Bogard?
Yeah.
That community? How old is she? Is she just going out on her own trying to make it work, or does she have family
right.
members?
She's got four brothers out.
Out as well?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that'll probably help her, right?
Yeah.
Is she over 18, though?
I think she's 19, if I remember right. I'm
okay.
not too sure.
But she's
that.
Not super young then.
Right. See, there's so many different classes of Amish, or a couple different classes of Amish in the community I was raised in, or was what they call an Old Order Amish.
A what Amish?
Old Order Amish.
Old Order?
See,
okay.
Jamesport. we wouldn't go up there for church because they were way too far advanced. Because they, you know, if they try to go to each other's church, they, you know, because we're a lower class, we try to get stuff that they want, and they didn't, you know, every community's got different rules. All over. No community's got the same rules.
Does each community make their own rules?
Yeah.
And their leader makes the rules for them?
They help, yeah.
They help.
Right. And so see, there's a big percent of Amish communities associate with each other. And there's some communities that they will not go to church with just because they're too far advanced. And they will not, you might as well say they don't associate with each other as far as what goes on in the church.
So who's the leader of the Bogard community now?
I might as well say it's Phoenix Mass because he's the one that started the community.
Okay. Gotcha. And since you are considered ex-Amish, I know you said you don't talk to your family much, but are you allowed to? Could you go home and see your mom and dad?
When I first left, my dad told me that if I come back here to see him, I got to put my Amish clothes on and leave my truck down the road. I said, you know, why would I want to do that if I'm not going to be Amish? Why would I put my Amish clothes on just so I'm good enough to talk to him? I said, he's more than welcome to come up there and visit me in whatever clothes he wants to wear. And I ain't going to do that.
So you guys haven't seen each other since?
Oh, yeah. I run into him every now and then. We talk. But I figure if time gets long enough, he won't care if I drive in there and talk to him.
What about your mama?
I ain't seen her for 2 years.
Is that hard?
It was pretty sore there to start with, but I ain't seen her so long now. Every now and then she's on the road, but I have talked to her about over 2 years, but I wouldn't mind to go out there and talk to her and see what's going on.
Do you have siblings out there?
Yep. I got 7 brothers and 4 sisters, and I got 1 brother left before I did.
7 brothers and 4 mm-hmm. sisters. And your oldest brother and you are the only 2 out?
My younger brother. Oh, he left before I did.
Oh, okay. What made you want to leave? Just different.
Too many man-made rules.
Too many rules. Gotcha.
It's a lot more freedom out here, though, than what it is there, I think.
Yeah. What's, like, the day-to-day rules out there that you guys have to follow?
See, every community's got pretty much all. They all got similar, right? They all got pretty much different rules on the way their clothing is and the way they got to have their hair and their hats. It's just they got piece-by-piece rules on clothing.
Really?
The way their buggies are made and whatnot. It's just... Out here, it's just where are the rules at pretty much to me after, you know, leaving that and coming out here. So I feel just pretty much turned loose out here, you know, the way from what I was raised up at, which I'm really glad the way I was raised. For as far as the work ethic and all that, way my dad made me work and whatnot, for watching a lot of these kids out here grow up.
Yeah. So do you think you still have your values, even though you're not Amish anymore?
I hope I got most of them. I'm sure I'm failing out a lot because I like my air conditioning stuff too good.
Do you still, I don't know much about the Amish religion, but I know they read the Bible and pray and go to church and stuff. Do you do any of that kind of things? Or
I go to church every now and then. It ain't real often. And there's the only reason that is just because too many of these churches around are, it's too much for preachers to stand there for his money. I don't think that's right. If he wouldn't get his money, he wouldn't preach. Pretty much too many of them got that attitude, you know.
Yeah.
I think you can do just as good at home and thinking, you know, if you try to be good and you know you're doing right, or, you know, I'm sure every now and then you got to, you know, take your time and just say that was wrong and I'll, you know, try to do better. And I think a person like that is doing, you know, better than go to church every day and then go to work and we'll make it right next Sunday type attitude, you know.
Well, this was a tough subject to talk about, but I still have a lot of questions, but I don't know how much you can really answer. Are you okay with your name being used with this, or is that going to cause problems for you?
I don't care. I feel like those guys ain't going to be safe around little, you know, girls ever, the way I look at it, because I've heard of some of those guys coming out and turning around and do the exact same thing. After being in there for 25 years, 30 years, come out a year or two later, got caught doing it again. So I don't think they have any use to be out, because Leander's just had a little baby here 2 months ago. That was his, he had another baby, but it was a stillborn. Melvin had 5 or 6 little kids. And I don't think he has any, you know, he can see them through a window. As far as anything to do with them, then
Yeah. Do you think that he did any of those things to his own children or other children?
I don't have no evidence. I've heard stories about his own children, but I have no evidence to prove it.
Okay. Gotcha.
And it might be just because of all the stuff that came out and everybody's just, you know, thinking of stuff. But I've heard it, but I have nothing to prove it.
From the Amish community or from just people talking?
Just people talking.
So if these men are in jail for a long period of time, do you think that their families will travel to see them? That would be a long drive in a horse and buggy.
If they want to travel somewhere like that, they'll just hire somebody with a van or something to go.
Oh, okay. And that's not against the rules?
Mm-hmm. Nope. No. If they want to come to town, make a quick trip or whatever, they'll hire someone with a car to come in here and whatnot. They can do that.
Gotcha. What's the practice in Amish communities like with things like this that happens? Will someone counsel the girls religiously about it and try to make them feel better, or will it just be, don't talk about it, it's over?
I think when Simon, the whole deal went down, if I remember right, they did send those girls off to counseling. But it changed their life completely around, where they are never right after that. That's another reason why I think that these guys don't have any use to be around with, you know, because they've ruined these girls' lives, and they know he's, you know, they have no use to be out.
Mm-hmm. The girls in the Simon case, are they in Bogard now? Mm-hmm. Are they back, all of them? And they're
which I ain't heard nothing about them, but they're still out there.
But they're okay?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah. See, from the outside looking in. I just can't believe that the church has known about this, and the only thing they made him do was stand up and apologize or confess their sins.
See, what we call shun out here is a whole different what they call shun in their deal. From what they call shun, when they say so-and-so is shunned in the Amish church, is they got to eat in a different table, and they look at them like they just stay home while they're shunned. Just don't, you know, get around with too many people. You know, they don't want to be seen in a big crowd. Just kind of, you know, soberized pretty much. And it's not like what you actually read that shun actually means, but that's what they call shun.
Just treating them different, like an outcast within their community.
Right. And see, that's why I don't think they punish them hard enough for what these guys been doing.
Yeah. What I pictured Chun was like kick him out of the community. Like,
See, even if I'm gone for 3 years, if I'm gone for 10 years, I've seen some of them over 20 years to go back to the Amish after they left them for. I'm shunned right now, but it doesn't mean I can't go talk to them.
Gotcha. But. So if you marry an English girl, and then years later you guys decide you want to be Amish, will you be allowed Amish and she won't because she's not Amish?
If she was never married, she will be. If she was married and divorced and I marry her, then I ain't going to be able to go back.
Oh, you won't either?
No. If I marry some, you know, if there's any divorce involved in it, nope, I ain't going to be able to go back. They only believe in one marriage till one is death, till the other can remarry, and that's all, you know, that's what they look at. Well, all those little kids can't help what they're being put through. That's like the way I was raised, I never really gave it that much thought till after I left. And you look back, you know, you're just, you know, a lot of people like, you know, stay living the way they are, and some of them don't. And if they like the way they're living, I, you know, praise the Lord. Because
you didn't.
I like it a lot better where I'm at now than what I did then. But if that's the way they want to live, then, which I don't go out there and try to disturb them or rouse them up or anything, just because they don't like the way I live. I try to keep my peace and they keep their peace. We don't try to bump each other's head too much, you know.
Well, this will. This interview will. Do they listen to the radio or will they not know about this?
They won't listen to the radio. Unless they're driving with somebody that's got the radio turned on.
Gotcha.
We talked about the same thing, and that's what we can't understand. You know, if he went and made it right with the church, first go around, whatever it was, you know, and it would have cured it. As soon as the second time showed up, means they just kept it quiet. I know if I had my own kids and somebody was doing that to my kids, at first go around wouldn't go down good. They wouldn't definitely not get it do it the second go around.
No. And I just can't imagine, I guess, do kids have much supervision out there, people watching them, or do they just leave the house during...
It's just like out here, you know, you get used to their daily habits and whatnot, and you can figure out, you know, ways to do and sit behind their backs where they don't see it, you know, just like everything else. But they got, you know, big family out here is 3 kids, and their big family is 12 or 15 kids. So you got, you know, a lot more, they got a lot of good values, it's a way to raise their kids and just, you know, I sometimes think they'd be better off not raising as big a family, take better care of the kids what they got instead of raising so many where they can't take care of give them the care that they need. You'd think as much as they believe in, which they've got, you know, they preach hard about, you know, what in the Bible, but it's the deal that's going on out here makes you wonder a little bit there, you know.
Yeah.
I hope this what happened, you know. By the time this investigation's done, I don't, you know, maybe that's what it takes to wake and break the rest of them up. I don't know. I don't know if it'll cure it now or not, being, you know, everybody was so shook up when Simon Burkholder did, and now all these others did it.
Do you think there's more people out there doing it than what's suspected?
It was a lot more than I just heard of one when I went and talked to him about it.
And you didn't have any suspicions until that guy said something?
Suspicions on the...
on thinking those men were doing that? You didn't, until that guy said something?
I only heard of one, yeah. And then when he went and talked to that girl there that left the Amish, she knew three other guys that were doing it besides the one I knew.
Do you think that these guys were...
It makes you wonder if they aren't, if they're that hard up, or that's, I guess you might as well say, that stuck up to keep the information to themselves, and they're almost a little off where they didn't realize what the girls are going through to get the thing shut down before, you know, what's going to be the outcome of it, and just, so it makes you wonder if they are a little off, I don't know.
Yeah.
We know now they have a weakness in that, but which I'm pretty much confident there ain't going to be no cure for it, you know, if they get started on it, so.
Well, is there anything else that we need to know or talk about, or anything you want to set straight?
You know, you're the one that's asking questions. Well, there's something else you want to know, just ask him about it, and I'll see if you want to know about it. I can't think of nothing. Leander is married to this gal, and her brother was married, just got married within a year later. He left the Amish. He lives down in Waverly. And he didn't know nothing about what was going on until last Saturday morning when he was listening to the radio here.
Whoa, so we told him before he knew.
Yeah.
So Leander was married. Does his wife know what he was doing?
Oh, I'm sure she did. Because, you know, they said he made it right with the church 2 years ago. And so that was, everybody in the whole community knew about it.
Knew. Do you think she knew that he was still doing it?
If he done it 2 years ago, so he made it right here lately again with the church, so he was doing it again. So she knew it all. I'm sure she might have not caught it every single time he done it, but every time he had, you know, it right with the church, I'm sure she found out about it. And see, a lot of that goes on, like when Simon Burkholder, when he got arrested, his wife knew it. She didn't want to go tell nobody because she was afraid if it ever comes out, she knew he was going to get arrested, and that's why she just kept it shut up, because she figured longer, you know, he'd be at home, because then he's going to be gone if he gets arrested. And it's, you know, you're married to him. They don't want to go out and be known as the way the Amish live, and they don't want to be known as telling each other's problems out, you know.
So another rumor I heard was one of the men that got arrested was messing with the other one's wife, too. Was that anything to that rumor?
I ain't heard nothing like that.
Gotcha. What exactly did you hear?
All I heard was this Leander was messing around with his wife's little sisters.
With his wife's little sisters?
Mm-hmm. And I think he said there's some other stuff going on, but he didn't. He said, you know, he was more concerned about Leander at the time than the others, because Leander kept on doing it. And so I went to Columbia, talked to this boy that his sister that just left, and talked to him about it, because I knew she'd know everything up to date, because she just left like a couple days before that. and she was a member to the church. So she knew everything that was going on in the church, and she could tell him all the information about it that he needed to know to get it stopped.
And do you know what she told him?
Because I talked to him during that week, and he came down there and talked to the prosecutor, attorney, and the sheriff's department. Then he came and told me that there was four people involved instead of one.
Was he scared to talk to the English police, or was he just wanted it fixed?
He was glad to find out about it just to get it shut down.
Yeah.
Which this community here, a lot of people here in this community don't care for any of us, people out here anyways, and that's, they've been kind of, because they left, he left, I don't know how many years before, and they've been pretty rough to him when he come down and try to visit, because his mom lives out here.
When so you he say was, pretty rough, what do you mean? What would they do?
Just abusive, but tell him, just wouldn't be friendly to him or nothing, or try to associate or nothing, and because they've been kind of mean to some of the mamas out there anyways.
Oh.
And then, so he was, now he's just trying to show them that they're not right either. They might say we're not right, but they ain't right either is what he's trying to do.
Right. So if he would go visit his mom, would they like say mean things to him, or?
It ain't as much as mom is, them and their mom, they get to talk, but they don't have the best terms with each other just because their dad, these boys' dad and this girl's dad is arrested too for the same thing. And that's why theirs are hard against it. So their mom is living out there by herself.
Oh.
And now her daughter left too, and she's got four brothers out.
They all left if their dad was doing it, doing it to them.
And that's why he's so hard against it. I figured, she left down and we moved in with him, and I talked to him about it. He knew more about how to shut this down than I, because their dad done the same thing, and that's why they were so hard against it.
And their dad did it to them?
He done it to his girls, their sisters. And that was a couple of years ago, and he's still arrested. He's still in prison.
That's not the Simon guy, is it?
No, that's his name is Andy Lee.
So the Simon guy, Annie Lee, and then these two Gingrich boys have all been arrested out of the Bogard community for...
Annie Lee got arrested out from some other community. I forget where it was at now, but...
Oh, and then the wife moved?
Because she moved down here because it was the only sister lives out here in North Carolina. Here.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's a lot of... Well, thank you, Amos.
I appreciate it.